Good evening and welcome to Dax and Lation on BCB 96.7 FM. It's your monthly dose of goth, alternative, industrial, electro, a bit of everything really. We're going to give you a mixture of stuff tonight. We're going to give you the usual mixture of new stuff, old stuff and unusual stuff. We're just going to play a bit of everything we can think of. You heard there Lights of Euphoria with Fading Moments, the E-Craft remix from the single. Yeah, that's about it. We're going to have a show full of normal stuff, you know, the club nights coming up and the gigs coming up in the area, trying to keep you informed about everything.
Plus a few surprises as well.
Yeah, oh, we've always got surprises. Yeah, in an interesting, in our own DAC simulation style, basically. Okay, right, we're going to get on with the music, because that's what this show's about. It's about the music. So here's some Front 242.
I will sink.
still Dax Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM, your goth, industrial, alternative and EBM show. Bit of everything, yes. So there you heard Gary Newman with Rip from the album Pure, and before that you heard from 242 with XXX Girlfriend. Coming up later in the show, we've got things like SITD, so we've got some new stuff from the latest Wolfsheim album, not Wolfsheim, the latest Seabound album.
Which
got
is
some
very, very,
very, very good. That's an excellent album. We may try and squeeze some in from that as much as we can, really, depending on time. We've got some old stuff from things like Wolfsheim and Cure. We've got stuff like Neurotic Fish and APB, all to come in the show, so stay tuned and keep listening. We're going to go through the upcoming gigs with you soon, but I think first we're going to play a bit of noisy stuff. So here goes with some Cure.
Sie ist ausschließlich für den Gebrauch auf einem Dreamcast-Gerät gedacht. Wenn Sie diese Diskette auf einem Hi-Fi oder anderem Audiogerät abspielen, kann erheblicher Schaden an den Lautsprechern entstehen. Bitte stoppen Sie jetzt diese Diskette. Kette. 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 Kette.
Right, you heard there Dulce Liquido with Humid Dreams. Before that, you heard Shadows in the Dark with Rogue Colour Skies. And before that, you heard Q, which is K-I-E-W, for a track called DC Disc that's, in my mind, absolutely fabulous. Lovely and sambly and noisy and, oh, so electronic. Anyway, right, we're going to give you an update of the gigs in the area now. Okay, on Friday the 20th of February, we've got Rhombus and Support. Rhombus are quite a gothy, rocky band, quite upbeat. They're playing CJ's Music Bar in Headingley, in Leeds. Doors 8:30, first band on at 9. I have no idea who's supporting them. I don't think it actually said on the website I was looking at. That's £3 entry on the door. Following that, on Monday the 23rd of February, Rhombus and Support again playing The Vine at the Head Row in Leeds. So if you miss them the first time, or if you see them and enjoy them, you can catch them again a couple of days later. That is, yeah, doors 8 p.m, first band on at 9, £3 on the door again. The following Saturday, the 28th of February, we've got Action Direct and Caffeine Kill, kind of goth, industrial, punky stuff they're described as, at the Packhorse on Woodhouse Lane in Leeds. That's £3 on the door, doors 8 p.m. again. Sunday the 29th of February, we've got Skin Flick, hard-hitting industro-goth, they call themselves. That's at the Basement at the Merrion Centre in Leeds. That will be part of the Black Sheep Sunday thing, which is always a good laugh. So yeah, go and see Skin Flick, and then go and see go and hang around to the goth tunes at the Black Sheep. And that is free entry for that. That's fantastic. You get to see bands for free. That's a great start of the year for Paul at Black Sheep there. Following that, at the start of March, we've got Rhombus and Support again at the Snooty Fox at Brunswick Street in Wakefield.
They're certainly getting around, aren't they, Rhombus?
Well, yeah, they've played a couple of gigs. I remember they played at least December and January in Leeds at the Fenton, so yeah, they're definitely doing the rounds. They're quite a good band. I saw them at the January gig, and they're very enjoyable. So yeah, get out and see them. There's nothing worse than letting these bands fade into obscurity if they don't get the support from the local people. So this is mainly why we're telling you about the gigs. Also, a couple that I nearly forgot to mention there. There's a tribute night happening at the Royal Park Cellars on Thursday the 4th of March. In there you've got The Cure Heads and Atomic. So that's obviously a Cure cover and a Blondie cover band.
Yay, Blondie! It's nothing like a good Blondie track.
I don't know, I think I'll be there for The Cure, to be honest.
But that, anyway.
we agreed to differ on that. That is, there isn't a time listed for when that starts. That'll be about 7 or 8 o'clock at night. And that's £4 on the door. And again at the Royal Park Cellars, on Saturday the 13th of March, we have the Sisters of Murphy, supported by David Wrench. Again, £4 in, the Sisters of Mercy, very good cover band, quite enjoy them myself, I've seen them a couple of times. Yeah, there you go, that's the roundup for stuff happening in the Yorkshire region. Seems a bit Leeds-centric at the moment, but we're still looking around for bands anywhere in
Goth
Yorkshire, really.
Capital of the world.
Well, we're anywhere, anyone playing anywhere in the kind of Yorkshire area, we're quite happy to tell everyone about your gigs, so get in touch with us, post to our website, all that jazz.
www.accumulation.org.
Indeed. Right, I think I've nattered on for a bit too much now, so let's get on with some music. How about a bit of Wolfsheim?
I read the lines you left for me. I can't believe you've gone so far. I can't believe I broke the rules. I know it well. I don't understand myself. It's hard to tell. I can't believe understand myself, it's hard to tell. I read the lines you left for me. I can't believe you've gone so far. I can't believe I saw the signs and knew from the start. I had no answers to the questions you could ask.
Never break.
Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM. Also streamed on the net on www.bcb.yorks.com. Okay, you heard there Assimilation 23 with Naked, and before that you heard Wolfshine with Read the Lines. Oh, dear me, I'm losing my chain of thought completely. That was off Spectators anyway, as you probably well know. That's a fantastic album. Okay, we're going to give you a roundup of the club nights in the Yorkshire area now. Coming up soon is the Wendy House on Saturday the 21st of February. That's at Leeds University from 9pm till 2:30am. Main room of alternative goth, 80s, a bit of cheese is normally thrown in there. And upstairs you've got the Mutate room, that's a bit more industrial. It's industrial electro EBM with DJs Echo and Jill. That's £4 on the door, slightly cheaper if you can get your ticket in advance, and that's a fantastic night. Huge, huge night. Well worth getting yourself down to. Lots of dressed up friendly people and cheap SU bar prices. Following that, on the following Saturday, Saturday the 28th of February, there's Black Veil. That's at the Delphi at the Doctor Street in Leeds. That's 7 listed as 7pm till late, playing a mixture of goth, death rock, electro, neo-folk. And this one apparently is the promo party for the Fossil Dungeon label. They've got some new CDs out by they've got Eternal by Butterfly Messiah and Dancing Dreaming Longing by Dawn Desire. They're also featuring some stuff from Arcane Elitism, Arcane X's album, and Mirror of the Middle Ages from The Soil and the Black Seeds, and Nightingale from Mephisto Waltz. I'm just having no luck at pronouncing things tonight, am I? Okay, and there's also a raffle to win some of them CDs and all that kind of jazz, so it's well worth getting yourself down there. That sounds like a busy little night they've got going on. That's £2.50 on the door. Later on, at the start of March, on the first Saturday of the month, we've got Dead Stars. That's at the Escape Bar at Bradford Uni. 10pm till 2am, you've got your EBM electro industrial noise going on there. DJs Richard and Horny Simon normally play down there. £3 entry, and again, cheap SU bar prices. I noticed on their mailing list they mentioned that the Escape Bar had been refitted this month, which was a bit of a surprise to them, but it's a nice surprise. So we'll have to get ourselves down there and see exactly what they've refitted in that building.
Hopefully they've expanded the dance floor, because it was rather small.
I'm not sure if they could have done that without knocking walls down. I've got a feeling it might be a coat of paint and some nice furniture, but we'll have to wait and see. Unless someone can mail us in and say exactly what it's like, because we didn't kind of get ourselves down there this last month. Okay, and again, also on the Saturday, the 6th of March, in the afternoon, from 1pm till 6pm, there's Carpe Diem at the Exchange in Bradford, which is a nice sat-down, industrial, goth, EBM and alternative gig. More of a sitting-down, chilling-out, talking-to-your-mates kind of thing, lots of friendly people, free entry, cheap beer. Get yourself down to the Exchange. Okay, well, later on in the show, we're going to mention a couple of other nights that have been going on.
You've forgotten something.
Oh, so. I have! Oh, thank
Nigel,
you.
Sorry.
Thank you, Steph. what was I going to mention? I was going to mention the Black Sheep every Sunday at Phono's in Leeds. That's, what, £1 in, 7pm till 11. A very good night. Industrial, electro, a bit of all kinds of goth going on there. It's a good crowd. Get yourself down. Extremely cheap drinks as well, as most of these venues seem to aim for the cheap drinks. But that's a good thing. Good thing. So, yeah, lots of stuff going on. Get yourself out and about. We're going to mention some other nights later on the show, but we're also going to... what are we going to do later on the show? We're going to tell you all sorts. We're going to keep you informed of lots of stuff. But anyway, we need to get on with some music now. Here's some Seabound.
You frighten me. You frighten me. You frighten me. You spy on me. You spy on me. You spy on me. You're scaring me. You're scaring me. You care for me. You care for me. You
Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard their Covenant with We Stand Alone from Northern Light, and before that you heard a track off the new Seabound album, Beyond Fatline. The track was Poisonous Friend, and that is a fantastic album.
Brilliant album.
Going to be playing as much as we can off that. It's one of them albums where it kind of grows on you almost instantly. I know growing on you and almost instantly aren't the same thing, but it kind of feels like it's a familiar album all the way through, but in a very good way. So it's well worth getting your hands on. And we will try and squeeze in as many tracks off that as we can, given time, and if not, they'll just come into later shows, obviously. Right, okay. We want to mention some of the clubs we've been out and about to in this kind of field of things, in this scene. And last month, DJ Matt mentioned Uprising over in Manchester that him and some friends were sorting out. And we got ourselves down there. When was that? That was Friday the 7th. No, Saturday the 7th of February.
Yeah, that's yes. Right.
Yes.
It was a very, very, very good night. Well, yeah, really good night.
Yes.
Let's just say there were some songs that were played which really quite surprised me, actually.
Yes.
But
extremely varied.
Yeah.
But very industrial at the same time.
I mean, sort of, you had, like, DJ Matt, who you heard on his like previous show, and he did his usual set of like rhythmic noise.
I think he got about an hour's set. Did they have a selection of DJs all got about an hour each? I think.
Yeah. Can you remember who the other like DJs were? Because I can't.
It opened really? With a DJ called Gaz. Who has been doing stuff over in the Manchester area. I've no idea who was on second. But yeah, at about midnight we had DJ Matt on. And I'm not quite sure the DJ names who have played later on in that night. Was the organiser DJing at all, do you know?
Jay?
Yes.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. Oh, no. Okay.
Because, well, he was too busy, like, running about. Because, cause I actually saw him and I shouted, I went, "Oi, Jay." But he went sort of, he like waved because he was too busy just like running about, just was, making sure that things were running all right.
It was at the Park Club, wasn't it? And it was just phenomenally busy. There was a queue right to the road within half an hour of the doors opening. I honestly don't expect them to have anticipated that many people for that night. It was extremely well promoted and a very good night. Very good to see that kind of crowd turn out to one of these one-off events. I've no idea if they're thinking of doing it again.
Actually, I spoke to Jay shortly afterwards when the night finished. It was all a bit kind of like
hazy at that point. Yeah.
But he did say to check the website. Which
I believe is www.uprisingclub.net.
Oh, thank you, because I didn't actually know that.
I believe that's it. Again, just to be sure, either search for Uprising on the web or look for, I think that it's linked off Google. Not Google, NetGoth, basically. Yeah. So, yeah, search on Google or follow the link off NetGoth, but I believe it's uprisingclub.net.
And also I think the announcements like will be made on all the usual like sort of goth community like message boards and stuff, so
indeed, and we'll tell you here as soon as we find out as well, but that's definitely worth getting yourself over to. A bit of a trek to Manchester, but there's trains backwards and forwards all the time. Very good night.
Just before we finish this, there were people from Leeds, from Leeds, Huddersfield, in fact, just all around, sort of like the West Yorkshire area, and also, the crowd from
the Manchester folk. Yeah, it was quite impressive to see a nice selection of familiar faces of people we've seen out and about around Leeds. The new faces in Manchester that we didn't know so well, but we had a good old natter to. As well as bopped away to half the evening, I believe.
Yeah, well, anyway, I think. What was the other night like?
I think
Friday Flock.
Friday Flock, that was on the 6th. I think we'll cover that in a little later in the show.
Okay.
Because I think we've done a bit of nattering here. I reckon we should get on with some tunes. So,
and here's some classic APB with Star Sign.
You heard there Neurotic Fish with Velocity, V2 version of it, off the end of Les Chansons Neurotiques, that fabulous album from them from a while back now, but still very, very good. And before that, we had a nice old track from APB, Star Sign, from the old Welcome to Earth album. Again, two albums that just stand up for ages. You can just re-listen to them,
play them
over again, and they're still as good as the first time you heard them. So, yes, anyway. Okay, oh, we promised in the last break that I was going to mention some stuff about the Friday Flock, which is the new night at Phonos. It's run by Phono Paul, who is the man behind Sheepish, the weekly Sunday night goth thing. And it's extended into the Friday night. Now, previously, I think in about July 2003, there was a one-off Friday Flock, which was went down amazingly. A very full night, and it's basically the same night, just with more music and more punters. And it's now got four regular months. The first one was Friday the 6th of February. And I got myself along to that, and it was as good as the previous one. So now there's three more left that he's got guaranteed. He's got Phonos booked for them for sure. If it stays successful, it will keep going, I believe. So we want to support this kind of stuff. It's a fabulous night, and I certainly enjoyed it a lot. There was a nice amount of electronic stuff going on, as Paul always plays, with a lot of the classic stuff coming in as well. So it wasn't just full of
sort of light banging industrial.
No, it had its share though. It really does appeal to a vast crowd. It went right the way through to some old stuff. I think maybe the Cramps, and basically there was what else was there? There was I think some Depeche Mode at some points. Yeah, so you get an idea of the variedness. I believe the playlist will get up onto the website, which is www.fridayflock.net, and also up to date information will always be there. And possibly galleries as well. I checked that out earlier, but I didn't see a gallery yet. One may appear soon. So, yes, get yourself down there. That's a fantastic night and one to support. Certainly if you can get yourself out on one Friday a month in the Leeds area, definitely worth getting yourself down to. I believe it's the first Friday of the month, so that wasn't quite mentioned in our roundup of club nights. But yeah, the first Friday of the month, so the next one will be the first Friday of March. Get yourself down there and I'll probably see you there. Yes. Okay, right, let's get on with some more music. We've got some older, different stuff now, starting off with a bit of Clyde, but going into some unusual stuff that you might not be expecting from us. Anyway, here you go, Clyde.
Yeah. I'm
Okay, you heard The Cure with A Night Like This. And before that, you heard Kate Bush with Babushka. Nice old track.
That confused you, didn't it?
I bet it did. Well, no, it's a nice old track, but it's fantastic. Aww. And good music is what we play here. That's what we like to hear. And before that, it was, of course, Collide with Mutation off Some Kind of Strange. Okay, yeah, we just wanted to mention our website as well. It's www.dacassimilation.org. On there you can find playlists of the shows and the music we play. You can find a show archive normally when I get around to putting it up. That's started to be organised again after a short lull over the last
short lull?
Over the last half of last year. Well, okay, my definition of short. okay. After a lull. Of a little bit, we've now got the show archives reappearing, so keep an eye out for that if you can't tune in, or if you want to hear the stuff again, it'll try and get up there, and it'll get up there in an average quality MP3. And what else is on there? Oh, our email addresses and general show schedule to tell you when the next show is going to be around. So yeah, feedback to us as well if you've got if you're in a band and you've got a demo or a CD you want us to listen to. We're quite happy to support the local scene, get new bands heard. We're happy to play stuff. Get that posted to us. Drop us a line on our website. I'd also like to mention we've got kind of an equivalent going on in Manchester. There's a very similar show going on the Manchester Community Radio, the Miss Ginny Show, which I believe you can find their website at www.missginny.com. And again, they're streamed on the net, however they don't have an archive yet. I believe they're shorting that out. But yeah, a two-hour goth industrial electro show.
Every week, I believe.
It is indeed weekly. It's at 10 p.m. on a Tuesday, so get listening to that. You can tune in on the net if you're not near enough to Manchester's transmitter to tune in for that one. Support the scene, listen to stuff. We'll all try and get you listening to different and new stuff and a bit of old classic stuff as well. But yes, okay, right, we're going to continue now with the music. This is a band called Kraftwelt with Confusion. Oh, Okay, you're still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. That was Carillion Camera with Blue Room, 2001 mix of it. And before that you heard Kraftwelt with Confusion. Carillion Camera, someone I've just discovered around hunting through compilation CDs, and have discovered Carillion Camera, and they've been going for years. They've been started out in the 80s, according to their website. They even shared promo CDs with people like the Human League. I believe their promo, they were on the B-side of the promo of Human League's Mirror Man. And they also shared promo discs with the likes of T'Pau. So, you know, they've been going forever. They're a kind of Italian electro band, and you heard Blue Room by them, and I think that's one of my favourite tracks of the week, of the moment, basically. So, yeah, I'm going to rave about them for a bit, and you may hear some more of them on later shows, as I find more and more stuff about this band that's been around forever, by the sound of it. And before that, as I said, Kraftwelt, very kind of Kraftwerk inspired, as you can hear from the sound, very kind of just basic electro, but lovely stuff. Again, just discovered that from hunting around, and very, very enjoyable stuff. So I think we should change the pace a bit again, don't you, Steph?
Time for some really, really sleazy electro.
Yes.
Courtesy of Goldfrapp.
Time.
you heard there, the fantastic Fecklon. I'll try that again. Fecton Feckler from the Septic 4 compilation album. That was Take It All, the Overload mix. And before that, you heard Train by Goldfrapp. Fantastic, sleazy, electro-pop stuff. But we love that kind of stuff on this show. A bit of sleazy pop goes miles with us. Okay, right, we're coming up to the last few tracks of the show. Only a handful left. So we're going to get on with the music. Here's some Cut Rate Box.
think you, I am all I can be. I am nothing more.
Okay, you heard their cut rate box, and we're going to leave you tonight with Bruderschaft with the Forever, the Fleen Flug remix. Thanks for listening, and tune in next month.
And it's also a good night from me as well, so hope you've enjoyed the show, and see you again next month. Bye-bye.